Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
Today I want to talk about, and it's going to be in the context of women, but in truth, it's for everyone. It's guys, it's teens, it's college, it's career, it's single again, it's blended family, it's men, it's senior adults. Because I believe God wants to help us to understand the secret to true happiness. The secret to true happiness. Let's pray about that. Father, we love you. Thank you so much. And Lord, I believe you do want to speak to us today. Lord, help us to understand that there is joy and happiness that is found in you. But Lord, sometimes we feel like it eludes us. It gets away from us and we seek out our life trying to find it. But Lord, I thank you that it's more available than we think it is. God, we're reminded in this moment, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I speak that, bless that over every person here and over every person that's watching online, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Lord, I pray that a mother, a daughter, a grandmother hears that today. It's the joy of God that infuses us with supernatural strength to live our life. We love you so much in Jesus' name. Everybody said a good amen. Turn to the person next to you. Tell them, I got the greatest mom on the planet. Look at the other person you didn't want to talk to and said, have you called your mother? My initials are DLR, Dino Lewis Rizzo. And when you're growing up, normally everybody gets a nickname. How many of you got a nickname, or you had a nickname growing up, or you still have nicknames, you still refer to people's nicknames? And so even in high school and a lot in college, they would take the L out, and a lot of people called me either Riz or Rizzo. A lot of people still call me Rizzo. They called my dad that. His name was, nobody called him Robert, they called him Rizzo. And then I even was referred to as DR. And so while in Bible college a little bit, because in Bible college there are a lot of DRs, but it's not Dino Rizzo, it's for doctor. And so all throughout Bible college, I would be called the doctor because of DR. And I know many of you thought, well, Dino, that is true. You probably took the doctor off of your name just for humility's sake, and you go with lead pastor instead of Dr. Dino Rizzo. As many of you probably think, I have a doctorate in divinity or a doctorate in theology. I actually have an associate's degree in youth and adolescent counseling. That's my educational achievement. So I'm pastoring you with a youth and adolescent counseling degree, because guess what? That's about where all of us still are. Including myself. But I am an expert in a couple things. And I have discovered, and I want to be humble about it, but I am an expert in the happiness of women and in the happiness of moms. And I'm an expert in the secret of the happiness of girls. So I'm since an incredible expert, I thought I would kind of go into an expert doctor, kind of just counseling mode right now. And I want to help some of you right now to understand from my expertise the secret. Boy, this is a low chair. A low chair and a big man is not a good idea. Just kind of got me a notebook here. And I want to share, just in kind of this mode, for every man, the secret of a woman's happiness. You should be taking like nuclear notes right now. And I have a resume. I had a mom. I had two sisters. I have a wife. I've got two daughters. And our dog's a female. I've seen it all. I know it all. Men, let me help you. I make Delin happy constantly. She has never not been happy since she married me. She's always fulfilled. I'm just this incredible man. I've learned the secrets. I've got the code. I understand the mantra of the secrets of a woman's happiness. So I'm going to give you Dino's 10 rules. I want you to listen because this is going to help you. Girls, you're going to thank me. It's going to change your life. It's going to be the Mother's Day of 2011. I will never forget. Here's the first rule. You need to write these down. Number one, men, these are for you. Make your woman happy. Secrets. You control the remote control. Women love it. Gives them a warm feeling on the inside when they see you with the remote control 24 hours a day. Number two, don't pick up after yourself. It's a secret. Women really, for real, they find joy every minute she gets to pick up after you. It just makes her think about you, the scent of a man she loves. Number three, she doesn't want to clean. She wants to clean up after you cook. She does not want you to clean up after you mess up the kitchen. She loves it when you just go relax while she does the dishes. Just does something for her. Number four, don't touch the laundry. Your woman cherishes each fold she makes. She lives for it. When you're gone, she's hoping that when you come home, you will change clothes because she loves washing your clothes. You're gone. She can't wait till you get home and dirty more clothes. It's amazing. Hey, this is an important one, especially today. Don't make a big deal out of birthdays and anniversaries. It's a secret. Purposely forget her birthday. At least downplay it. They love it when you downplay it. She doesn't look forward to being spoiled on this day. She gets enough of that already just by being married to you. Matter of fact, Delin, you know, she really doesn't care about Mother's Day and birthdays and anniversaries. She never wants anything. But, I bought you a card, baby. This is my gift to you on Mother's Day. I know how you love when I do it in front of everybody and everything's so public. I know how you really enjoy that. So I bought you my Mother's Day in front of everybody. This is what I got you. Don't have anything else, and I know you're okay with that. I'm getting all giddy because I didn't get you anything. Read you my card I got for her. She's going to love this. She's going to, what's up? A Mother's Day point for my wife. Honey, it's your special day. So just ignore the phone. The chores can't wait. Chores can wait. So sleep in late. Spend some time alone. Enjoy your favorite magazine. Veg out and watch TV. Z. Sit back, relax. Scarf down some snacks. In short, pretend you're me. Happy Mother's Day, girl. So I got you right there. That's all I got you. Let's get through these secrets so we can finish up and go do these at the house. Next one. They don't want to shop. Matter of fact, they hate money. New stuff to a woman, yucky. They'd wear the same thing every day if they could. They love that. Okay, a couple more. She loves helping the kids' homework while you watch ESPN. It brings a smile to her face to know that you get to catch the game while she sweats over algebra. She loves it. A few more. It does not make her happy to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with her family. For real, that's a secret. Don't let her spend any holidays with her family. She'd much rather be with your family at the holiday. No rotating is necessary. In fact, if you bring it up, she gets upset. Couple more. Listen, they want you to hunt and fish and go to sports games. Leave them at home with the kids. Brings joy to their life. And then lastly, if you must get them a gift, Don't get them a gift card to the spa. They don't want to relax. I mean, they just enjoy being exhausted. It's a blessing to them. The more exhausted they are, the more they're energized. Just get them a card from Cabela's. This way they can buy you something. And they love buying you something more than they love buying themselves something. God, I'm the doctor. Okay, it's obviously I'm no doctor, Mark Hollingsworth. And I don't know the secret of what a woman wants. Matter of fact, I'm clueless. I've got it wrong 100,000 times. Matter of fact, everything I just said, men, do the opposite. Do the opposite. But I can tell you that there is one that your wife, your mom, you as a man can be in relationship with that will bring joy and happiness and fulfillment every day of their life. That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want you to turn to this encounter with Christ that our Savior has with a woman who is at the crossroads of her life. She's been trying to find happiness in all the wrong places, like what I just went through. I gave you happiness in all the wrong things. So she's been trying to find happiness in all the wrong things. And she's been looking for it in a lot of different ways. But right here, this encounter, she finds it in the heart of God through Jesus Christ. It's in John chapter 4. I'll just read a couple verses to you. Just kind of skim over this story. Now, he had gone through Samaria, and he came to a Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. The Bible says that Jesus was tired as he was on a journey. He sat down by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. John chapter 4, verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus asked, "Will you give me drink?" I love that. For Jews were not associated with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God, you would and asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Love this whole scenario that goes on. She asks for a drink and she says, you know, the Samaritan woman says, you know, "You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. How can I ask for a drink?" There's this dialogue about the drink. And then Jesus turns it there in verse 10 and says, "I have something that's better than a drink. I have living water." The woman changes the subject, says, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with you and the well is deep. Where can you get living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well to drink for himself and sons and flocks and herds?" And Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty," speaking of the well. "But whoever drinks the water I give them never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give will become to him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I don't get thirsty again and have to keep coming to draw water here at the well." He told her, "Go and call your husband and come back." It's amazing how they're talking about H2O, but then Jesus shifts it to the family, to her husband, and says, go call your husband. And then she says, "I have no husband," she replied. And Jesus said, "You're right. When you say you have no husband, the fact is you have five husbands. You've had five husbands. The man you now have is not your husband. What you've just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mount." The Jews claim the place where you must worship is in Jerusalem. And Jesus says, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation as of the Jews. Yet a time is coming when now is when true worship will worship the Father. Worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and truth." And the woman said, "I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, I will explain everything to him. He will tell us everything." And Jesus declared, and this is the great phrase, "I who speak to you am he." Jesus looks at this woman. They've had this dialogue, talking about worship, talking about the water, talking about her situation, her husband's, all these, where you worship, all this. And at the end of the day, he looks at her and says, "What you've been looking for, I'm that." Just as the disciples, it says, they return. They were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, "Where are you talking to?" The Bible says this in verse 28. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I did. Could this be the Christ?" You know, I believe that story, I read the whole thing because as you study this, what you see here is the human story for all of us. Seeking, 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 and so often never being fulfilled. Pursuing, 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 and really never finding happiness. Looking, 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 and never finding a joy that really lasts. I love how there's some takeaways here to this story that I think can apply to our heart in this scene right here. I love how Jesus enters into this interaction with her about how she could truly find happiness. Sometimes we wonder, does God care what I'm feeling? Does God know what I'm going through? And there is Jesus in this dialogue with this woman by the well. And he's talking to her about true happiness. He's in a doubt. They're having a conversation about that because Jesus cares about where she's headed. He discovers that she thought her happiness or her joy would be not just in her husband, but in her husband's. Basically, she found happiness and she was trying to pursue happiness in the here and now. But Jesus, in that gentle, convicting way, negotiates through the maze of all the sin, the pain, and the stuff, and gets right to her heart in this incredible encounter with her. And can I tell you, that's what Jesus does best. We all have this maze of sin and stuff and pain and rejection and hurt and love and trying to find this and that. And it's amazing how the words of Christ just navigates through all those things, all those turns and corners and wounds and the past and the present and the future. And he goes right to the heart of what's happening with her happiness, what's going on with her joy, and how she's searching and searching and searching. She hadn't found it. I read something recently. I thought this was amazing. That people, about some people that were so desperate that they needed to be happy, that they started these things called laughter clubs. And now there's charters of them all over the country. They're joining this laughter club. Literally, it's where people meet together three times a week in the morning for the sole purpose of finding ways to make one another laugh before they start out their day. What's up? I mean, literally, they play Three Stooges movies. They tell jokes. They just have comedians. And people just want to start laughing in the morning. They want to start their day out with laughing. And so these laughter clubs are popping up. And you may laugh at the laughter clubs. But you know what that tells us? It reveals this deep hunger for joy in the human heart of every person. That's what it reveals to every one of us. Now, I've got some great news, and I wanted to announce this. It's, we're starting a laughter club. No, I'm just joking. But the great news and the hope that we have today is in knowing that God Almighty has the recipe and that God Almighty wants you to be full of joy and happiness for the remainder of your days. And that doesn't discount the pain and the struggle in the valley and the battle and the challenge that we have. But God gives you and I a fulfillment that can even go through the valleys of life. That you and I can find a place of joy and happiness. I love what John chapter 10 verse 10 says. I read it in the Amplified. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and to destroy. Words of Jesus. I came that you might have life and that you might enjoy life. And have it in abundance. Jesus, I've come that you might have life and that you might have abundant life. That word abundance means to be full till it's overflowing. Life full and overflowing. The truth is that Jesus wants us not to simply just be alive, but to enjoy being alive. There's a difference between being alive and enjoy being alive. He looks at this woman who's at this crossroad of sin and pain and confusion. And he looks at her and says, I don't want you just to exist. I don't want you to live just another day, another month, another year in the misery of the hole that's in your soul. But I want you to enjoy and thrive. And he gives her this truth, this hope, this salvation that in Christ she could have the permission to live a full life. And you know what, moms? Jesus today wants to give us permission to enjoy our lives. And I believe there are many people that need permission from God to enjoy your life. Because you look at your life sometimes, we look at the struggle, and we just feel like because of the pain and things we've been through, maybe the disappointments, just can't enjoy our life. I believe he wants us to live with more passion. To laugh more, to relax more, to smile more, to bless more, to give more, to love more. And in Christ, to have more purpose. You know, I've studied this and I've looked at this life this woman has lived. I looked at the words that Jesus says. And I started thinking about what are, you know, I gave you those kind of funny secrets. They're not true. What would be the secrets to happiness for a person's life? I mean, the secrets, I believe there are many, but I just, in studying the Word of God and looking at these scriptures, I just wrote down three simple secrets to happiness. I believe they're just simple, that I believe get us in the direction of joy and fulfillment and happiness. And I want to finish with these three secrets to happiness in Christ. In Christ. Here's the first one. Choose to be full of His joy. I think the first one is you got to choose it. You got to choose it, or what happens? You lose it. If you don't choose to be happy, if you don't choose joy, if you don't choose the promises of God, if you and I don't choose the truth of God, then guess what? The way that life works, we will drift from it. Happiness is a choice. Jesus gives us the freedom to what? To select. To select. We can select joy even in trouble. I want you to remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we talked about that a while back. Joy. Jesus, others, yourself. And too many people are married to yourself. Living for yourself. Priority is yourself. Thinking is yourself. Get up in the day, yourself, yourself. And we pursue joy through pursuing yourself. But we're not going to find joy if we reverse that. We're yourself and then others and then Jesus. It won't happen. We've got to choose. I think there comes a time you just got to choose. Hey, here it is. I'm going to select today joy for my life, for my family, for my children, for my marriage, for my job. It's a choice. It is so much a choice. That's the first secret to happiness. Choose the joy of God for your life. Here's the second one, is love Jesus where you're at. Love Jesus where you're at. Just decide, I'm going to love Jesus where I'm at in my life right now. Did you know the only life you can enjoy is your own? You don't be able to enjoy anybody else's life. You got to enjoy your life. I mean, His grace is sufficient for your here and now. It's not sufficient for someone else. And I know that life is not perfect. No one lives a perfect life. There's pain. There's sadness. There's letdown. There is deep disappointment. You say, but Dino, I would enjoy my life if I had a life. See, if we're not careful, we live under this attack of the if onlys and the I wishes. The if onlys and the I wishes. If only I was married. If only I had some kids. If only I had more money. If only I had a smaller waistline. If only I had that job. So we live under the if onlys. Or then if we're not living under the if onlys, we start living under the I wishes. I wish I looked like so-and-so. I wish my kids were grown up. I wish I had a new house. I wish I had a bigger house. I wish I had a smaller house. I wish, if only, I wish, if only, I wish, if only, I wish, if only. See, the truth is, the big step is to enjoy and accept the life that we've been given. If we don't accept the life that we've been given, then the darkness of comparison, the darkness of bitterness, the darkness of negativity, the darkness of jealousy, the darkness of depression rides into our life and connects with our life. Because you know what? We're not living our life. We're living our life thinking about living someone else's life. And you'll never enjoy your life. I'll never enjoy my life if I'm spending my concern and my time about wanting to live someone else's life. God wants you to be faithful to your life. Can I encourage you today? Make the best of what you have. And remember, nobody has a perfect life. Determine to embrace your place. Embrace the place that you're at right now in your life. God wants you to be faithful to your life. And then the last thing, what's the secret to happiness? If you remember anything at all, anything we talk about this Mother's Day, I want you to remember that it all starts with God and it all finishes with God. Can I encourage you, moms? I want to encourage you to make your relationship with God your top priority. Refuse to let life drain, distract you from the living water that God has for you. Amen. Can I encourage you? I want every lady to look up here. Remember this. He's always with you and he's always for you. He's always with you and he's always for you. I was praying this morning for our moms. This is what I asked the Lord to do. I just said, Lord, give every mom and give every lady here permission to let go of their yesterday and to enjoy their today and embrace their tomorrow, all in Christ. All in Christ. Let go of your yesterday. Enjoy your today. Embrace your tomorrow. In Christ. Say, well, Dino, how can I do it? Because he's always with you and he's always for you. If you feel loneliness, he's with you. It's the recipe. It's the recipe. It's the secret. We've cracked the code. We've unlocked the vault of the secret of happiness in life. He's always with you. He's always for you. He's with you. He's for you. There's nothing better. Can I have a good amen?
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.